Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Charlie Jamison. Batting second. The third baseman, Joe Sewell. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting fifth. The right fielder, Bib Falk. Batting sixth. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Dick Porter. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Willis Hudlin. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Willis Hudlin. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The right fielder, Red Badgerow. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting eighth. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Rip Collins. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Rip Collins. And now, play ball. Charlie Jamison is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamison hits a line drive into left field. Maynisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Averill for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue takes first base on ball four. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball four. Maynisch moves to second. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bib Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. Falk moves to second. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke takes first base on ball four. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. O'Rourke moves to second. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Shang reaches third base with a triple. O'Rourke scores. Melillo goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is called out on strikes. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca fields it and throws to home to get Shang. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Red Badgero is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgero is 0-for-1 in the game. Badgero hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin strikes out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Schult takes first base on ball 4. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Schult moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There go the runners. Both runners are safe. A double steal. It's 3-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-1 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Schult who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0-for-1 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into right field. Badgero settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Averill tags and scores. One out. It's 3-1, Browns. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Falk hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Myatt moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 1 in the game. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 0 for 1 in the game. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca can't make a play. That's a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 1 in the game. Hudlin strikes out. One out. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Jameson takes first base on ball 4. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Collins fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 1. The Browns will come to bat. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 0 for 2 in the game. Badgerow hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Porter scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Badgerow moves to second. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 0 in the game. With two walks. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Badgerow scores. It's 4-1, Browns. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Porter hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mainisch. Porter reaches second base with a double. Fonseca goes all the way around to score. It's 4-2, Browns. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 2 in the game. Burnett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. Two outs. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a line drive into right field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willis Hudlin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudlin is 0 for 2 in the game. Hudlin hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Charlie Jamieson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jamieson is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks, Jamieson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 3 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue fields it, throws to second for 1, and back over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk, Blue hits a fly ball into left field. Jamieson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Red Badgerow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Badgerow is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Badgerow hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mainisch hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got 1 RBI. Schult hits a fly ball into right field for a base hit. Mainisch moves to third. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 3 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Averill, who is chasing the ball. Kress reaches third base with a triple. Mainisch scores. Schult goes all the way around to score. It's 6-2, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Sewell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Fonseca hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Falk hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-for-3 in the game. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Melillo hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Shang hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rip Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudlin fields it and throws to first for the out. Melillo moves to second. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Blue strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0-for-3 in the game. Burnett hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Hauser pinch hits for Willis Hudlin. Joe Hauser is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hauser strikes out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 2. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.